We wrote a little something to say about Guru Tattva. It's our offering to our spiritual master in relation to Tattva, or the truth or substance of Guru. And we can hear something from Bhagavatam also in the context of this delivery. Generally, the standard is, in Gaudiya Sampradaya, if there's some discussion about Guru's appearance day, if they celebrate, then they keep it on Tattva to illuminate everyone. Because Guru is a person, obviously, but is also he's a personality, or she's a personality, Lady Guru. But they represent something, and it's what they represent is more important than the physical. The Vani is more important than the Vapu. The Vapu will come and go, but the Vani is eternal. Shabda Brahman. So this is Guru Tattva, our ideas. And if you have some similar ideas, that's also good. That means that Krishna wants us to hear these ideas. Because the idea is philosophy. So it's important to know exactly what principle the spiritual master represents. The spiritual master in the Shastras describes the spiritual master as the Ashraya Vigraha. Vigraha means form, and Ashraya means shelter. They say he's God in the form of a devotee, like Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master, your Param Guru. So the Ashraya and Vigraha. He's God in the form of a devotee, while Sri Krishna himself is a Vishaya Vigraha, which means God as the object of our devotion. Only by taking shelter of the Ashraya Vigraha, because Ashraya means shelter, the form of shelter, Vigraha, can we attain the service of the Vishaya Vigraha, Lord Sri Krishna. All the Shastras proclaim very clearly that we cannot attain or a service of Krishna, or go directly to God as an object of love, without first going through a person who possesses such love, like Srila Prabhupada. Just as we can see the sun only with the help of the sun's own light. It might be nighttime, it's night, and you want to see the sun. You can use all kinds of flashlights, torches, as you say, or any kind of special lights. You won't be able to see the sun. This light of the sun will have to be given to you from the sun and able to see the sun. Just as the sun, we see the sun only with the help of the sun's own light, we can only see the Supreme Lord with the light of his mercy, which appears before us as a spiritual master. Without a spiritual master, it's impossible to see God. Because oftentimes people challenge us when we're preaching. Either they ask you, have you seen God? Or, can you show me God? And we say, yes, and we can show you God. Are you willing to pay the price? No, I snap my fingers and you show me God. You have to pay a price. You have to have some qualification. To see any big man, you need some introduction. You need some introduction and you need some qualification. The Prime Minister is a big man. You can't meet him without any introduction or qualification. And all kinds of screening. If you want, even if you have the qualification to meet the Prime Minister because you're some big writer or some famous person, the CID, the legal branch of the government, they will come and do all kinds of investigations about you for 1 month. If you go now and say, I'd like to meet the Prime Minister, they say, okay, maybe in 2 or 3 months we'll give you an appointment. And during those 2 months, they will inspect you. They will check you out. Are you a terrorist? Are you a Hare Krishna? And they will find out all about you. When you get to reply after 2 months, they say, your application for meeting the Prime Minister has been denied. But we think God is equal. He's in everyone's heart. I should see him very easily. But it's not. There's some system. So without a spiritual master, it's impossible to see God. And Bhaktisandarbha, Jiva Goswami says, the spiritual master is a manifestation of the Supreme Lord's mercy, Kripa Shakti Murti. Kripa, as you know, Hindi. The energy of the potency of mercy. The Supreme Lord's mercy takes the form of a saintly devotee. So what can we learn from the spiritual master? To realize the absolute truth as he exists in the spiritual world, we must first have knowledge of three categories, sambandha, abhideya, and prayojan, which means knowledge of Sri Krishna, devotional service and practice, and divine love. This is what is taught. This is what we learn. This is the science that we learn from the spiritual master, the science of relationship. Who am I? Who is God? What is our relationship? Is it eternal? Is it temporary? What is the intimacy of our relationship? How do I develop that relationship? And how do I fructify that relationship in pure love of God or divine love of God? So the guru teaches, this is what we learn from the spiritual master. By practicing devotional service, one eventually relishes the object. Of devotion, Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj says, sarana bhakti hoite haya prema utpan, nishta hoite upajai premara taranga. Love for Krishna develops by sadhana bhakti. Prema utpan. Sadhana bhakti hoite haya prema utpan. By practicing devotional service, waves of love, Premara Taranga, arise when one is totally committed to the process. So this is the translation, but if you look at the word for word, Krishna's Kaviraj is saying, when one comes to Nishta, Nishchita Bhakti, it says, Nishta Haite Upajai Premara Taranga. When one rises to the platform of Nishta, there's Anartha Nivritti, then there's Nishta, then Ruchi, Asakti and Bhav. When one becomes at the level of Nishta, then some waves start to rise. Waves of love in the heart. Waves. And we're not talking about tidal waves or tufan or some maybe little whoop, whoop, small waves, some ripples. Ripples, small waves. At Nishta, it begins. Then those waves start to grow more and more. So who can attain Krishna? Who can attain Krishna? Who can attain God? God can be attained by one who is totally committed to the spiritual master, who has fixed the spiritual master in the heart as the object of worship, who thinks of himself as nothing more than a servant of his spiritual master. Thus it is said, there's a Hindi phrase, I think it's Hindi, Guru Chari Govinde Bhaje, Se Papi Narake Maje. Is that Hindi? Maybe it's Bengali. Huh? One who circumvents the guru to worship Govinda is directly a sinner who goes to hell. Therefore, the Shastras tell us that we must worship the spiritual master before our chosen deity. If you are a pujari and you're doing puja of Radha and Krishna, or Sitaram, whoever, in those Shastras on puja and archan, archan vidhi, the rules of vidhi, they explain how first you have to worship the guru. Guru puja is first. Manasi puja, you meditate in the mind and maybe offer articles externally, flower and chandan, some ghee lamp or some incense. First, guru puja. And without guru puja, then Govinda doesn't even accept the service. So this is so much important. So this is the appearance of Krishna in the house of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda in Gokul is not the only time that Krishna appears. Krishna can appear any time in a purified mind or heart of a devotee. As one progresses in bhajan, he will attain internal visions of Krishna coming by the grace of the spiritual master. This can also be called Janmastami or Krishna Jayanti. Usually we say Janmastami, Krishna Jayanti. Every year in Bhajra Krishna Ashtami. Bhajra Mas, Krishna Paksha Ashtami. It's Krishna's Janam Tithi, Janam Din. So we say this is Krishna Jayanti, but Krishna Jayanti can be any day, anytime, anywhere, when our heart becomes in this Vasudev position, when it becomes purified, like Vasudev, pure consciousness. So this is the heart of a devotee practitioner. So it is the duty of the spiritual master to establish the disciple in his eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord. The perfection of bhakti yoga means to attain the joyful state of loving union with the Lord Krishna in one of five relationships, either peacefulness, servitorship, friendship, seniority, or conjugal love. But now we are bound and locked up in temporary relationships. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes our dilemma. And there's some verses here that we can read. 11th canto, 17th chapter, Verse 53, 56, and 57. I can read the verses. They're pretty nice. Because there's the greatest value is in hearing the Bhagavatam. So this is a description about married life. Some of you are married, some aren't. Some are getting married, and some are getting unmarried. These are the four categories. Either you're not married, or you're getting married, or you're married, or you're getting unmarried. So you only have four choices. Yas twasakta matira gehe putra vitai shanantura. Strena kripana dir mudo mamaham iti badyate. But a householder whose mind is attached to his home and who is thus disturbed by ardent desires to enjoy his money and children, who is lusty after women, who is possessed of a miserly mentality, and who unintelligently thinks, everything is mine, and I am everything, is certainly bound by illusion. And then this type of person, he thinks like this. This is the attached material householder. He thinks, everything is mine, and I am everything. Oh, my poor elderly parents, and my wife with a mere infant in her arms, and my other young children. Without me, they have absolutely no one to protect them. And they will suffer unbearably. How can any of my poor relatives possibly live without me? This is what they call foolish mentality. Thus, then Shukadeva says, because of his foolish mentality, a householder whose heart is overwhelmed by family attachment is never satisfied. Constantly meditating on his relatives, he dies and enters into the darkness of ignorance. There he goes. I wish you well. But so the first verse, it talked about Panta Sangama. Panta, like there, you go to Jagannath Puri, there's Pant Nivas. Panta or Pant Nivas means tourist guest house. This is what it means, tourist guest house, or Yatri Nivas, or Pant Nivas. So this verse is there, Sangama, Panta Sangama. So the analogy is given in the purport. When a traveler is far away from his home and loved ones, he may strike up superficial conversations with other travelers, but such relationships have no ultimate meaning. We are constitutionally part and parcel of Krishna, who is a reservoir of all spiritual pleasure. And our original relationship is with Krishna. It is full of love and happiness. Any intelligent person realizes that there is no actual pleasure or satisfaction for the soul on either this planet or any other material planet. Therefore, like a weary traveler, exhausted from his long journey, an intelligent person should go back home, back to Godhead, for eternal peace as the faithful servant of Krishna. So this is what the Guru is trying to do. Bring everybody home. Come home. You're all lost. We're all lost. Prabhupada came and said, oh, you're all lost children. You're all lost children of God. You lost your way. You've forgotten your benevolent, loving Father. So those who are foolish, conditioned souls who do not have the guidance of an enlightened spiritual master, they spend their whole life worrying about family and friends. Thus, at the time of death, they're forced to take another birth. The question can be asked, how does one actually attain bhakti? Devotion for the Lord. So, Brihadnaradina Purana, there's one verse. Bhaktistu bhagavad bhakta sangena parijayate satsanga prapyate pumbi sukrite purvasanchite. Devotion is born out of association with devotees of the Lord. One meets a saintly devotee as a result of accumulated transcendental pious merit, bhakti unmukhi sukriti, from our previous lives. In Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakura says, how does this happen? He says like this, when a jiva becomes free from envy and inclined towards devotional service, The bhakti potency. Bhakti potency means shuddha sattva, which is the bliss or love potency combined with knowledge potency, ladini and samvit. This bhakti potency is transferred from the heart of a pure devotee into the heart of the jiva. And when that transfer occurs, then the service propensity awakens. What the jiva has in his possession is the wealth of potential for service. He has the potential for service, so now he's serving maya, because we're in this mayic energy. But when his bhakti energy, when his shuddha-sattva mixes in the heart, being received from the pure devotee, then that bhakti mixes in the heart and changes the propensity to serve the body into the propensity to serve God. So the guru actually awakens the propensity and the active service to God. This is the role and the function of the guru. Through contact with the spiritual master, one attains devotion for Lord Krishna. In Hindi, everyone has heard this phrase, Guru Kripa, He Kevalam. Kevalam, only by Guru Kripa. Out of compassion for the suffering people, the spiritual master preaches and teaches the science of bhakti. The compassionate energy of Krishna, the Karuna Shakti, is fully present in the spiritual master. From Goloka, the spiritual world, Lord Sri Krishna has extended his soft lotus feet and placed them on the head of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is connected with the source of divine love, the transcendental powerhouse of spiritual energy. As a light bulb shines brightly when connected with the electric source, if someone connects with a bona fide spiritual master, then the energy of Krishna will shine in that person. When one connects with the spiritual master by surrender and service, he becomes enlightened and illuminated, bright-faced. He begins to shine with hope, shine with inner peace, and shine with satisfaction. His heart becomes bright with the mercy of God. He feels joyful, fulfillment in living with a higher purpose, serving God and helping others to attain permanent happiness. In short, the spiritual master comes into our lives to uplift us and bless us with the perfection of human life, the most valuable and precious gift of Krishna Prem, pure love of God. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this is a kind of a mini Vyasa Puja offering from our side to our guru with a little bit of heart and a little bit of philosophy. So please take these words to your heart and may they uplift you and open your eyes to some higher points and improve your own devotion to your own spiritual masters.